Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Smart Firefighting Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to sit down with Tom Merrill, the fire commissioner of Snyder Fire Department, a town outside Amherst, New York. We're going to dive into the different discussion around firefighter tracking and accountability. This has become a huge issue as too many firefighters have lost their lives in a lot of preventable ways. We're going to dive into the change management of how firefighters and fire departments are adopting new technology and how we can no longer stay with the status quo and that we need to change and adopt technology in order to save more lives. We hope you enjoy listening and take care. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here. So give me a little more context on your background, your role as a firefighter and a fire chief throughout the years within this the Snyder Fire Department.
Yeah, it's been a fast 36 years, but I did join the Snyder Fire Department, 100% volunteer fire department in 1982. Within a few years of that, I became an officer, serving as a lieutenant and then a captain and assistant chief and chief. And we have 5-year term limits in the chief ranks, so I did 15 years total as a chief officer, and I stepped down in 2012 after my terms maxed out, and just 2 short years later became a fire commissioner in the Snyder Fire District. And the fire commissioner kind of oversees the operations of the department. The chiefs and officers bring us the ideas that they have, the equipment they want to purchase, and we approve those purchases and also take care of the facilities, the building, set the tax rate, receive the tax money, and decide where we're going as a department overall.
Gotcha. So you've seen quite a bit in your time here in the fire service, and I know one phrase I've heard in the fire service is that the fire service is 100 years of tradition unimpeded by progress.
And that's,
I think,
true.
That's something where we can't really stick to that status quo anymore, especially when we've seen a lot of unfortunate preventable deaths happen within the fire service. And one thing I wanted to dig into you with is some of the firefighter tracking and accountability discussion. And I'd love to know from your experience within the time of giving us some insight to what's been used in the past about the universal tag system for accountability. Is that something that, tell me a little bit about how that works and how that's been used by volunteer fire departments.
Right. Well, from going to accountability became a big buzzword in the fire service 10-15 years ago, I'd say, maybe early 2000s. And, you know, we went from not tracking anybody going into a building, just kind of relying on our memory of who's going in and when they come out. We started losing too many firefighters in the fire service, and people started saying, we got to do a better job. So the one idea that came out and is still being used today is the tag system. And basically that's a tag every firefighter is given, and that firefighter then hands the tag off to an accountability officer or somebody the chief designates is going to collect the tags, or in some cases just leaves them at the apparatus or even on a pole mounted, pushed into the ground outside the fire scene. And that tag indicates the firefighters going into the dangerous environment. And there's good and bad to it. The good is it's better than nothing. It at least allows the incident commander to know who's in the building. There are some bads to it, but there's never been a solution to overcome those bads. And some of the bad things are you don't know where they are in the building. You just know they're in there. Firefighters may forget to drop the tag. There may not be enough manpower or people on scene to have someone designated to pick up the tag and keep them organized and understand where people are going in the building. So it's better than nothing. It's been used in my department, like I said, which I can speak for, since the early 2000s. And we've had some success with it, but there's also some major problems with it as well.
And it seems like with any type of technology integration, there's always the change management issue where you can have great technology, but unless it's actually adopted and people buy into it, then no one's actually going to use it. So do you think that there has been buy-in to see that, hey, just this basic kind of a tag accountability system brings value to understanding where the firefighter is? Or do you think there's been some pullback from that?
Well, it's always tough to sometimes get people, especially veterans, like myself, 36 years in the fire service, to embrace change, to embrace technology. But I think those in the forefront and those that are determined to do the right things and to put safety as a priority are always going to remain open-minded to new ideas. There's certainly a lot of new ideas that have been floated about out there, and some are, you know, one night flash and disappear the next day, and others are around for a while. I remember when paging technology came out, as far as getting what's a text message today, that originally went out to a pager that everyone had to carry, and some people were naysayers with that, and obviously we've evolved into text messaging as such an important tool in communication today. So it is tough sometimes to get people to embrace technology, to embrace change, and I'm a huge advocate of traditions in the fire service and maintaining some of the customs that we've had. But as one of the senior members now, I try to preach to my counterparts, hey, we've got to stay on top of new ideas, new trends, and do what we need to do to keep our people as safe as possible.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. And firefighter safety is something that everyone within the smart firefighting community can really agree on. And you talk about adopting some of these new technologies and being aware of some of these new technologies. You were just talking earlier about the universal tag system, where it does have some pros, but some of the cons is that you don't really know where they are in the building or what they're doing. So maybe what other new technology have you heard of recently, or are you considering for your department to consider some more improved firefighter tracking accountability system?
Well, we've always kept our eyes open for something better than the tag system, and we've never really seen it until 3AM came along. 3AM has a system that, as we looked at it, it was simple to implement and impressive as far as how it tracks not only who's going in, but where they are in a building, including what floor they're on, what area of the building they're on. And this is something that, as we looked at it and brought it to other members of our department to say, hey, am I right? Is this really something we've been looking for a while? And it looks like 3AM is really onto something here. And other people agreed and seemed to indicate or seemed to agree that, yes, this is something much needed. And wow, this is pretty user friendly and answers a lot of the questions and problems we've had with the dog and what we call the dog tag system, the accountability tag system that is so popular today.
Yeah, what I think the 3AM innovation can do is that it's something where a firefighter is wearing a wearable tracker, and then with their software allowing them to understand the actual indoor positioning of each and every firefighter. And I know this three-axis tracking is difficult because, like you said, sometimes we can maybe know where the firefighter is, or at least just like generally where they are. But if it's a six-story building, you don't know if they're on the second floor or the fifth floor, that's not really going to give you the insight you need if you need to go in or you need to really understand where that firefighter is. So that how valuable is that to be able to understand the exact positioning of the firefighter within a particular building?
You know, I think all you have to do is look at, even in the last 10 years, some of the line of duty death stories that are out there that are just so tragic and so sad and upsetting. And several of them involve firefighters lost who couldn't find their way out of a fire. And you think to yourself, had they had a system like this, how much easier it would have been for other firefighters to go in and possibly locate the missing firefighter or the trapped firefighter. And also, even in radio communication, an incident commander or an accountability officer could relay information to the firefighter to help them find their way out. So I've encouraged 3AM to go back and look at some of those case studies. And in the honor and memory of those firefighters who have passed away from such a horrific situation, talk about how this system may have been able to prevent that tragedy from unfolding. Because there's just been too many where firefighters that have been lost and then run out of air. And other than being lost, there was nothing else maybe preventing them from getting out of the building. They weren't even covered in debris or trapped under anything. It was just a matter of they had no way to find their way out.
Yeah, and I know that, I mean, that sensation of when you're disillusioned and you've got smoke everywhere, and really if you just had a sense of direction of where to go or what to do, or if someone else could know where you are, that could be really the difference between life or death.
Absolutely. And as you know, we have crews standing by outside, RIT teams or firefighter assistant search teams, whose primary goal is to help a firefighter or other firefighters if indeed they do get in trouble. And having a tracking system like this, now they know where to go, or at least have a good indication of where the firefighter or firefighters are that are in trouble and trapped. It's invaluable, and it's something that's long overdue in the fire service.
Yep, I believe it. And I mentioned it earlier, but that change management, I think, is something that we've constantly encountered as an obstacle within the fire space. But it seems like, from what I'm hearing from you, that the deaths of our fallen brothers are, if anything, the catalyst we need to no longer just accept the status quo, but actually really look at, hey, we don't have a choice here. People are dying, and if technology can prevent our future brothers' deaths, then we have to learn, we have to continue to push technology companies like 3M Innovations and the actual end users of technology to really tell us how this can work, what actually brings value, what's actually going to allow a fire chief and a firefighter to give them information on the fire scene to then actually deploy that to then hopefully save a life.
Absolutely. And, you know, as a commissioner now, I'll put on my other hat, we're challenged with doing what's cost efficient and also watching out for our taxpayers as well, who ultimately foot the bill for this technology. And as you know, you go to the trade shows, there's no shortage of new ideas and new technology, and very little of it is cheap or inexpensive. So you're charged with identifying products or technology that is going to not only be around for a year or two, but really serve your department well for quite a few years ahead, for maybe even generations to come, because you have to be prudent with what you're spending your money on. And with apparatus being what it costs today and other fire equipment what it costs today, it's not like there's a lot of money to throw away at new ideas just for trying it out. So we spent several years now looking at this tracking system with 3AM, working with them. They've come to our drills, and we're confident that this is a technology that will be worth the investment when it becomes available.
Nice. So do you see more trials or kind of serving as a guinea pig here in the rest of 2018? Or when do you see more large-scale adoption amongst your department or even other rural departments across the country?
Well, we've been working with the representatives from 3AM at our training drills and in meetings. And to my understanding, they are very close to rolling out some prototypes very soon that we are going to be one of the first departments to get our hands on to actually start employing. I don't have an exact date yet, but I know they've been working very hard at rolling it out shortly, sometime this year.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, it's been really insightful to hear about some of the means about looking at sort of the past technology, the problems, and what we can do moving forward from this tracking. And I guess just to kind of switch gears a little bit, you know, you being such a wise and experienced firefighter yourself for the past 36 years, for some of not only the technology people listening here, but for some of these other firefighters that are interested in joining the fire service, you know, what insight or advice do you have for any new or aspiring firefighters out there? Because I know we get a lot of people who are kind of interested and want to try and serve their community and serve their country in some way. But I think kind of hearing some insight from you, if any, maybe a couple of pointers you have or suggestions about why to become a firefighter, or any thoughts you have on why the fire service is the best brotherhood out there.
Absolutely. 36 years ago, I joined while I was going to college, joined my local volunteer fire department. I was working at a supermarket, and one of my friends was a volunteer and said, "Why don't you join?" And I had no idea what I was getting into. And I can tell you that 36 years later, I'm still going strong. To anyone thinking about doing it, you will find an experience unlike any other. It is truly a brotherhood and a sisterhood, but we do say the word her is in brotherhood, so it's all encompassing today. And you will find that that is a second family. You will find brothers and sisters that are like your own family, people you care about, but you get to take care of people at their worst time, and you learn life skills in the fire service that even if you stay just for a few years, will serve you for the rest of your life. I can't tell you how many volunteer members we've had join and have to leave because their job took them out of the area, or they got a more demanding job, or family commitments took them away from being able to volunteer. But they've always said, my gosh, what I learned in those few short years continues to serve me today. And it truly is just an incredible calling where people depend on you to help them with anything. And it's just a great experience that there's just nothing like it.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I'm not a firefighter myself, so I don't know who I necessarily am to say this, but I can say it's an honor to serve on the technology side, to do everything I can to help bring safety solutions and awareness to people like yourself and aspiring firefighters. So to finish here, I want to say thank you for the long time service that you've done, and even more thank you for the commitment to adopt innovation to help bring safety and wellness to the future firefighters, because we want to do everything we can to prevent any other future deaths, and it's going to be critical that we continue to be open to adoption of innovation and unique technologies, whether it be 3M innovations or other technologies that can help prevent and save future lives.
Absolutely. And as a fire commissioner, our number one goal is to make sure we're giving our firefighters the best equipment and the best tools to do the job safely and bring everybody home, because buildings can be rebuilt and houses can be rebuilt, but there's nothing more precious than our firefighters and first responders, and we want to make sure we bring them all home safely to their families at the end of the day.
Couldn't agree more, Tom. Well, thank you so much for your time today. Look forward to talking more and meeting you in person sometime soon.
I appreciate that, and thank you for having me on and being able to talk about the importance of accountability and tracking firefighters at a fire scene.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.